Katie's Kitchen. I've got some great recipes, and I'm sorry I haven't been back in a while. Sick, sick, sick. Know how it is. Anyway, I've got two very special guests on again tonight, the Chipmunks.
Thank you for the wonderful welcome. That was great. What's wrong? Well, I just remembered I forgot my lucky nut. You're not supposed to have your lucky nut while doing a podcast. It's so babyish. No, it isn't. It helps me. Helps you do what? Be more stupid?
Guys, is it gonna be like this again like the last time? Why do you guys keep fighting? Come on. We've got some great recipes. There's no need to be fighting. Oh, and you have a lucky nut?
I told you they would laugh. Thanks for bringing it on. I wasn't the one who said I had a lucky nut. Well, I mean, I wear it around my neck. It's like a necklace, but everyone kind of laughs at me. But if I rub it, things come okay for me. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, on to the recipes, to tell you if they stink or not. Katie's recipes do not stink. Yes, they do. No, they don't. Yes, they do. No, they don't. Yes, they do.
You think my recipes stink? This is just great. I think I'm just going to cancel this podcast. This is just so mean. Ugh.
No, don't cancel it. I'm sorry. We'll be better. Yeah, we'll be better.
Good. Now, on to the recipes. First recipe today is Divine Cherry Chocolate Ice Cream. Yay!
That sounds really yummy. Could you give me a pint of that so I can stock it in my tree? Yeah, I'd love some of that while watching American Idol or those kind of shows. That'd be really cool. On to the recipes.
Well, Divine Cherry Chocolate Ice Cream. Very, very good. And believe me, I've tried it before. It is amazing. Here's the ingredients. 3 cups of heavy cream, 3 cups of whole milk, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 10-ounce jar of maraschino cherries with juice. Then, 8 egg yolks, 2 teaspoons of almond extract, and 12 ounces of bittersweet chocolate chopped. Here's the directions. Stir cream, milk, sugar, and juice from the jar of cherries in a large saucepan over medium heat. Bring to a simmer, then remove from heat. Place the egg yolks into a large bowl, then whisk in hot cream until about 2 tablespoons at a time, until you have added 2 cups. Whisk the hot yolks into the saucepan of hot cream, then cook on low, stirring constantly until the mixture reaches 170 degrees Fahrenheit. It will have thickened enough to coat the back of a metal spoon. Pour the mixture into a container, cover, and refrigerate until cold, about 6 hours. Chop the reserved maraschino cherries, then stir into the cold custard along with almond extract and chopped chocolate. Pour into the ice cream maker and freeze according to manufacturer's directions. Now, this, you can actually substitute the almond extract for vanilla extract if you want. I like the taste better.
Yeah, I don't like almonds very much. You're a chipmunk. Do you know what you're saying? You're saying you don't like a nut. Oh, right. Never mind. Disregard the comment. Anyway, that recipe sounded really cool. Yeah, it really did. This is going to be so much fun listening to 2 more recipes. It's going to be so cool. We're here for the long run, and if we ever want to come back on, we'll definitely tell you. I love being on your podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys are awesome, having on as guests. Anyway, our kids would want to know some more recipes, so we better get on with the recipes, otherwise we won't have any more time. The recipe I've got is some great, and I'm saving it as a surprise. It's coming up. Let me pull it up on my computer, otherwise we won't have any dessert. I have some great recipes here, all chocolate, but I like these, banana split cream puffs. Now, these sound really good. I haven't ever made them, but it's in my recipe book, so I might as well give it out. Prep time is about 30 minutes, cook time about 30 minutes, and cook time probably about an hour, adding it up all together. Here's the ingredients. 1 cup of water, 1/2 cup of butter or margarine, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 4 eggs, 12 scoops of vanilla ice cream, wow, 1 large banana, thinly sliced, 1 8-ounce can of pineapple tidbits, drained, and 1/2 cup of hot fudge sauce. Ooh, that sounds really good. Directions. In a saucepan over medium heat, bring water and butter to a boil. Add flour and salt all at once. Stir until a smooth ball forms. Remove from the heat, let stand 5 minutes. Add eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Beat until mixture is smooth and shiny, about 3 minutes. Drop by rounded tablespoonfuls on a greased baking sheet. Bake at about 400 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes or until golden brown. Transfer to a wire rack. Immediately split puffs open. Remove tops and set aside. Discard soft dough from inside. Cool the puffs. Fill each with a scoop of ice cream and top with fruit. Drizzle with hot fudge sauce. Wow, that sounds really yummy. Am I right?
Man, are you ever. That sounds mouth-watering. My mouth is watering so much right now. I need some drinks. I need a water over here. Not that mouth-watering for me. What do you mean? You thought that wasn't mouth-watering? That sounded awesome. Well, I mean, I'm not particular to hot fudge. You disagree with me on everything.
Guys, let's settle down. I've got a couple more recipes to go. Here it goes. Next recipe, and I know you'll love it. So far, we've done divine cherry chocolate ice cream and banana split cream puffs. But next is, I love this one, so everybody is going to love it. I love it, love it, love it. Cinnamon ice cream. Do you know how good that sounds right now? Ugh, here's the ingredients. 1 cup of white sugar, 1.5 cups of half and half, 2 eggs beaten, 1 cup of heavy cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon. Here's the directions. In a saucepan over medium-low heat, stir together the sugar and half and half. When the mixture begins to simmer, remove from heat and whisk half of the mixture into the eggs. Whisk quickly so that the eggs do not scramble. Pour the egg mixture back in the saucepan and stir in a heavy cream. Continue cooking over medium-low heat, stirring constantly until the mixture is thick enough to coat the back of a metal spoon. Remove from heat and whisk in vanilla and cinnamon. Set aside to cool. Pour cooled mixture into an ice cream maker and freeze according to the manufacturer's instructions. Now, that has only 17 grams of sugar and only 5 grams of fat. And make time is about 1 hour and 50 minutes. Yep. Pretty slow.
Wow, is that ever. I love that recipe. Cinnamon is like one of my favorite tastes in the whole world. Well, I don't like cinnamon that much.
Anyway, that about wraps up our show. That's all the time I have for today, but I'll be back day after tomorrow. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob, and don't forget to listen to my podcast. So long, everybody.
So long, everybody. Yeah, so long.